tradies, it's time to cut the cord. With a new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch, the revolutionary bi-turbo motor plus ProCore 18-volt battery means industrial power from just one battery for any cutting, drilling, grinding or sawing job you can throw at it. Bi-turbo tools are fully backwards compatible with Bosch 18-volt professional batteries and backed by an industry-leading 6-year warranty. Cut the cord and check out the Bosch bi-turbo brushless range now. Available at Bunnings Warehouse, Total Tools and boschpowertools.com.au.
Terry for Breakfast on Triple M. There's a new children's book that is being released to change the way our future generations think about plastic waste. And with only one in 1,000 sea turtle hatchlings surviving to adulthood, the book follows a baby loggerhead turtle living in the waters of the Great Barrier Reef who mistakes floating plastic for some of his favourite foods. The book is called Little Pago. It's been put together by Lauren Briggs, and she's on the line now. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Terry.
You've had this idea in the works for quite a while, since the 90s when you're in a university animation class. Tell us about the Little Pago story.
Well, after I had read some disturbing facts about the plight of marine animals in the Galapagos Islands, I created Little Pago, and he remained in my drawing books until I visited a turtle conservation island off the coast of Borneo with my family. And once I'd become a mum, I really wanted to teach my children how to live a sustainable life. And I thought, what better way than to create a children's picture book on this really important issue and something that I felt so passionate about.
So what poses a risk to sea turtles hatchlings?
So obviously, plastic pollution in the ocean. Marine life mistake that for some of their favourite foods, like jellyfish. Other risks include entanglement in fishing nets, coastal developments that encroach turtle nesting beaches. And this is quite fascinating, how climate change can actually impact the natural sex ratios of hatchlings by warming the sand. But I guess plastic pollution is the one threat that we as a community can so easily help to eliminate from having such a detrimental effect on our Australian sea turtle population. And as you mentioned, Terry, only one in 1,000 baby sea turtles make it to adulthood. So we hope Little Pago is here to change that statistic.
And very important to educate young children about plastic waste in our oceans. And, you know, people at home are doing everything they can to try and cut down on the plastic they're using. But it's also a responsibility of retailers out there to stop distributing so much plastic.
100%. If you go into a supermarket with the aim of trying not to put anything with plastic in your trolley, you'll have quite a difficult time. I think the most important thing is that if we all make small changes and we champion the cause, and for example, I went to our local butcher and I asked, would it be okay to bring my own containers? And they agreed to, and that's been fantastic because I know meat packaging is all plastic and a lot of it isn't recyclable.
I'd say some of the biggest culprits out there are takeaway outlets. There are some where they're 100% plastic, and you know, you try and cut down on how many times you're dining out at those places because you don't want to have a big pile up of plastic containers in the cupboards at home. So they've got to do their bit. We've got to do our bit. And it's great to see that you're targeting young children so early on in their life where they're at their most impressionable.
Absolutely. And we actually created a Little Pago website, which is littlepago.com, which was specifically built to provide children with meaningful ways to stop using single-use plastic. So there's lots of art activities and information resources teachers can use in the classroom in collaboration with the book. And most importantly, tips on how to eliminate single-use plastics from the home and at school and also in the community.
Yeah, this is a fantastic publication for little kids. Little Pago, it's been put together by Lauren Briggs as we encourage kids to learn about plastic waste and understand the importance of plastic waste out there and how we can cut down on it. Lauren Briggs, thank you so much and keep up the fantastic work.
Thank you so much, Terry. Have a great day.
Did you know that you can use your body to map your emotions? Hi, I'm Jo Stanley, and I've teamed up with Dr. Jamie Lee for our podcast, Best of You. We talk to real people who are facing life's hurdles, whether it's the loss of a loved one or the stresses of work, and from them, learn how physical cues in our body can help us understand our emotions and reframe our thoughts. Search Best of You podcast, download the new Listener app now, and listen for free. Listener.